Dr. Dorothy Robine is DOD's Deputy Undersecretary for Installations and Environment. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
We keep trying to promote you to Undersecretary. Maybe that'll happen.
That'd be great.
So give us a progress report in this ongoing saga.
Well, we're tackling our energy consumption in a number of ways. One of them is some guidelines that we released last week for installation master planning. Now, this is we're trying to do far more than reduce our energy consumption with these new guidelines. We're trying to move toward more walkable bases that are more family-friendly, community-friendly, less resource-intensive. It's kind of back to the future. When we designed military bases in the late 1800s and the first third of this century, they were very compact and walkable. People could walk from their homes on the bases to where they worked. Chapels, libraries, recreation areas provided a sense of community. When we expanded our bases during World War II and after World War II, we adopted the approach that the rest of the country did, suburban sprawl. Very, very auto-focused approach. You have to drive every place on most bases. We pave. We put huge amounts of parking around shops and other areas. We segregate the shopping from the industrial activities, from the office activities. Everything is very spread out. We want to go back to the future, back to the kinds of bases that we had originally, where people can walk and ride their bikes and use public transit, buildings that are more closely spaced, buildings that are built in such a way that they can take advantage of natural light, so narrow wing buildings. Lots of features designed to both promote the quality of life, but also enhance our ability to do our job by requiring fewer resources, less infrastructure, less security, because the security comes with the way the base is designed.
So how do you go back to the future with bases? How do you get this done in terms of working with contractors, and what comes next in the strategy?
Well, I think it's I think we have a philosophy, and I think that's what's really been missing the last 50 or 60 years. There hasn't been a philosophy behind the way we've approached the master planning of our bases. It's really just been building at a time and sprawl, as I said. With this philosophy, bases can begin to think long term in this different way. This will certainly not happen overnight. We're talking about a change that will take decades to, I think, have a major impact. But if and when we get another base realignment and closure round, which we're hoping to do, we're hoping for another BRAC round next year and again in 2015. That provides an opportunity to move in this direction. When we do in Guam, which is a U.S. territory in the Pacific, we are going to be building up the number of Marines there and doing new construction. That's a great opportunity to institute this sort of approach. So it will take a long time, but we're doing new construction every day.
We're speaking with Dr. Dorothy Robine, Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Installations and Environment. And what about the generation of electricity? I think the number now is a billion watts, of power generation to take place on military installations. What's the latest on that?
Well, that's a long conversation, which I love to talk about what we're doing. Four key pieces: reducing our demand, most important, energy efficiency, megawatts. what Energy Secretary Tu calls the not just the low-hanging fruit, but the fruit laying on the ground. This is being more energy efficient in how we consume energy on a day-to-day basis. And we're making progress, not enough, but we are making steady progress, reducing our consumption by a couple of percent a year. Second, we are developing renewable energy on our installations. We have 28 million acres overall. We use most of that for testing and training, but we have some bases in the Mojave Desert, places like that, that are just extremely well suited to solar and geothermal energy. And we've made a commitment to develop several gigawatts of renewable energy on our bases. That's the equivalent. Each gigawatt is the equivalent of a nuclear power plant in terms of energy produced. The reason renewable energy is so important to us is, of course, we are citizens of the world, and we want to be more economic and rely on renewable energy. But it plays an important role in terms of security. We are almost entirely dependent on the commercial electricity grid to power our installations. We are carrying out critical missions on our installations, and if the grid gets disrupted, the commercial power grid, we want to be able to continue those critical missions for weeks or potentially longer. And renewable energy, when it is combined with advanced microgrids, so mini grids, a mini grid on a base, can allow us to maintain critical missions, even if the grid goes down. That is almost a silver bullet for us in terms of energy security. We're also leveraging advanced technology. Technology has been the Defense Department's comparative advantage for 200 years, and we are taking advantage of that in the energy area as well. And in particular, we are using our installations as a test bed, as a distributed test bed, to demonstrate pre-commercial technology that we think has a lot of promise but faces some risk, hasn't yet been adopted by the commercial market because of this risk. We think we can help bring the risk down by demonstrating it and showing how it can work, how it can be effective.
Talk to me a little bit more about the BRAC that you're hoping for next year and again in 2015, and how exactly this would play out in terms of building these more walkable bases as you close other bases, if this were to happen. And who have you been in contact with to try to get this to happen, the second round of BRAC?
Oh, well, this has been a big push by the department and by the administration. In January, we sent Congress a request to authorize two additional rounds of BRAC in 2013 and 2015. We can't undertake a BRAC without congressional authorization. Of course, we haven't even begun to look at what bases we would close. We don't begin that process until we get authorization from Congress. Congress has there are some people who support us, but there are a number of people who have not been supportive of that. The House last week passed their version of the defense bill and did not authorize a BRAC. We are waiting to see what the Senate will do.
But you have plans to reduce the footprint and so forth, with or without a BRAC, it's safe to say.
Well, we're limited in what we can do without a BRAC. We are much more limited in what we can do without a BRAC. Let's leave it at that.